This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven after the hour, we are here to analyze and digest what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of the work done by Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com and find the weekly list. The charts for the week of October 11th to the 15th are in our focus. Michael, it's the Ides of October, middle of the month of October. Imagine where we are. Seems like 5 minutes. We always say this every week when we get together and spend this time together. It seems like we just finished the conversation about last week, and boom, here we are. And
there's something about coming together every week, and you and I have been doing it for so many years, that it becomes a milestone. And each time we get together, it feels as though it were a shorter period since the last one. And we have this conversation over and over, but it's remarkable. It's remarkable that we have it. The reason we have it is because it's such a powerful sensation. It really does feel like each time we get together, you know, for the weekend, that it was a shorter period than the last gap between our get-togethers.
Does that mean our lives are better, more interesting, things are happening, so we're occupied, our times are not just together, but our time in general is well spent, and there's exciting stuff that we're involved in, and so we go from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next.
Well, what you just described is one explanation among an infinite number of explanations. But what you just said is certainly one of the popular explanations, and certainly is very possible that the number of events and the amount of fun you're having tend to make things go faster. Lots of events, because time really is the way we deal with events. If there were no events, we would not have any perception of time.
Maybe in the other way around as well. If there were no time, we wouldn't. I'm thinking about Christmas, things we do every year, birthdays, 4th of July, the coming of spring, and what you can buy in the store to put on your lawn. You know, any or all of those things.
Well, we have a lot of that throughout our conversations on talk radio anyway. That's a part where agriculture and, you know, gardening come together with the news. There's a tremendous amount of fertilizer involved.
Yes, there is. And I know about that because from my farm and the amount of fertilizer that's there, I have good practice for going on the air every day.
Exactly. I mean, you are the man where the news, news and the fertilizer come together.
Come together. That's it.
All right. Well, let's do the stories.
Please. Number 10 on the story list from Talkers. Yes.
Yeah, we'll work our way up to the big one. At number 10, we have some big ones, immigration and climate change. At number 9, two big ones, crime and homelessness. And they're related. Mm. At number 8, I love these stories. Shatner in space. That's and fabulous. McCartney disses the Stones. At number 7, another really interesting story. A sports story was all the way up to number 7, and in some places it was much higher. John Grudenflap. The race relations, political correctness, and cancel culture, they're all related to what happened to a former NFL coach that many describe as the movie monster, Chucky. At number 6, Facebook and social media very tied together. U.S.-China relations at number 5. At number 4, the January 6th investigation, and it's tied with Trump continuing to claim that the 2020 election was fraudulent and he was robbed of his due position as president. At number 3, education and politics. And the politics of education is the way it really is more aptly described. You know, these school board meetings are like Supreme Court nominations now. It's like, wow. At number 2, COVID-19 vaccines, boosters, masks, and mandates. And number 1, the economy, inflation, supply chain problems, labor issues. Wow, what a mess. You want the people?
Yes. Please.
William Shatner and Paul McCartney tied at 10. Mark Zuckerberg and Francis Hogan at 9.
You had it right the first time.
John Gruden at 8. Steve Bannon at number 7. Donald Trump at 6. At number 5, a tie between Joe Rogan and Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
That's an interesting story, actually.
It is a good one.
Yeah.
At number 4, Mitch McConnell. Number 3, Chuck Schumer. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. And number 1, Joe.
Don't forget about number. If we get
Mighty
we
Joe get, Old.
Yeah. No, the top four people on the list, the same old, same old. What we ought to spend some time on here, if you're willing, is the power of podcasts and how that plays into what we, this wonderful world that we delve into every week called talk radio, news talk radio. This is another adjunct of the talk radio world, all these podcasts.
Yes.
And Rogan arguably has, if not the best, one of the best. They ought to be because I think they're paying him $100 million
a year. Let's just say one of the biggest.
Yeah, right. So he has Sanjay Gupta on, and he kind of makes Gupta sound like he doesn't know what he's talking about. They get off into the horse thing that, what's that called? The thing used to deworm my cows. I forget what it's called.
Yeah, it's ivermectin.
Ivermectin, that's right, too. And Gupta sounds like he's sort of stumped, and Rogan goes after him. I'm not a big fan of Rogan's, but it's an interesting conversation. And so what does that do? Let's the focus on podcasting, first of all. And what does this sort of thing do? Is it just the same as what you could hear on a good news talk radio program? Why do we have to do it on podcasts? Why can't we just do it on the radio?
Well, I mean, I don't understand the question.
Everybody's all worked up about podcasts.
But you explained that podcasting is an extension of talk radio. It's also an extension of other things, too. I mean, the world of podcasting and the world of talk radio do not overlap 100%. They're two circles, and there's a place where they overlap, and there's a term for that.
But you would admit that a lot of people get hired now to do talk radio programs who have moderately to very successful podcasts.
Because digital media and social media are now prized assets of anybody who's in the business of gaining audiences and influencing the public.
So would Shapiro and Bongino be good examples of that?
Good examples of what?
People had a strong podcast and then they get hired to do a talk radio program.
Yes, definitely. Right. Definitely. If you have a big social media following, either through podcasts or Twitter or Facebook, whatever, you will have much more opportunity of getting a job in radio or even getting a book publishing deal.
But see, at the moment, no, this is just me, Doug Steffen, talking. This is not Michael. I'm just saying, in my mind, having been in the talk radio world since 1974, when it was it was a lot different shape then than it is now. You and I have both seen how it has, over the years, changed in form and shape and content. But for me, Shapiro is a brilliant promoter. He's a brilliant podcaster. Horrible talk show host. And Bongino the same. I don't think that it translates, but it seems to, and people come in and they listen to it, so maybe I'm not measuring it the right way.
The jury's still out on Bongino and Shapiro. They haven't been on talk radio long enough for us to make a definitive statement that we could about such people as Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin.
Neither of which says. Does Hannity have a podcast?
Hannity has enough going.
He's
the number one talk show host and the number one and a half cable TV news guy. I mean, right now, Tucker, as he's called by his fans, Tucker Carlson has a little bit higher ratings, but I don't think Tucker Carlson has the staying power that good old Sean Hannity has.
No.
What's a podcast? You know, today, there are two types of podcasts that are prevalent in this particular industry. One is the podcast that is a replay of a radio show, and the other is a show specifically made for a podcast. I think we have to take a break.
I do some of each. I have the American Family Farmer Show that I do in a podcast that's there. And I'm also doing an astrology sort of psychic thing called Zodiac Magic that's not anywhere except in podcast form. So you got people doing both, and Thank you for the allowance of being able to put in a little plug there for that. Good suggestion. 15, almost 16 after the hour. You're listening to the weekly overview of the News Talk Radio business with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a focus now for a moment on what Kyle in Illinois did to help him live longer and better. And this is not live longer and prosper. This is a fellow who was way overweight, and he had two young children, and he wanted to change his evil ways, if you will. Stopped eating the things he was eating, and went to toploss.com to find about all about Calitrin. He heard me talking about it. He's in Illinois. And he heard on the radio station up around Chicago that this was the healthy way, the right way to lose weight and to keep it off. So he thought he'd try it out. Went to toploss.com, talked to the counselor there, and convinced himself this was a smart thing to do. And now he's lost 82 pounds, went from size 42 to 32, and his blood pressure is way down, and his children are very happy about it, as you can imagine. And he's happy. And you should be happy, too. You don't like your weight, in a conundrum about what to do, go to toploss.com, speak to one of their counselors, and see what the antidote antidote is to your weight problems. I think you'll find this very satisfying because it's all natural. Right now, when you go to toploss.com and buy the product, you can match whatever number starting with 3, go from 3 to 10. You buy 10, you get 10 free. That's the way it works now. The fall special for listeners to the DJV program. Use the DJV code when you're checking out, also for free shipping at toploss.com. When you have your own business, you basically have to do everything, and that includes hiring. That's why there's Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you instantly get a list of quality candidates whose resumes fit your job description the minute you sponsor your job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I need tech that leaves my hands free during my work day and my workout.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need tech for my home office that makes it easier to work from home.
Also possible because Staples Connect has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. And now Apple AirPods Pro are only $199. You save $50. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/16, limit 2 while supplies last.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an official overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine, which is the official overview of talk radio, the Bible of the talk radio industry, if you will. Here in the form, the original Major Domo is still the Major Domo. Major Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher.
I like that. Major Harrison.
Do you remember the old days when there was a guy on in Boston, but Tom Kelly, Shotgun, they all have these names. Like Major Tom Kelly was one guy, and I remember Captain somebody or else.
It was captains. Just, I've known captains. There were a lot of doctors back in the day.
Yes. Still are a few.
This is Dr. Sebastian Stone.
Right. Yeah.
Those kinds of names.
Yeah.
Doctor. I don't think you could do that easily anymore.
No, people will take shots at you.
You know, exactly. But Shotgun Tom is still on the air. He's on Sirius.
Yeah, he's on Sirius.
Cool guy. He wears a funny hat.
Is he bald? Sort of he's like a cucumber.
Like Smokey Bear hat.
Yep. But, right. Exactly. You know. Yeah, he's a good. Right. He's a perfect example of the same era that we came out of in terms of music radio. He really never has had anything to say on the radio in his life. But he's got a great voice. He has a wonderful attitude. He's fun, engaging. I know he and I have had lunch a number of times because he's a great radio guy in L.A.
Did he have anything to say at lunch, or did he just tell you, hey, it's great to be with you, Doug. If you stick around, I'll buy dessert.
Kind of like that. Yeah, but he's the kind of a guy that nobody would dislike. He's just always been kind of the same. I know I don't mean to be name-dropping here. Rick Dees kind of impresses me as the same sort of guy, but...
Rick Dees is far more creative. Nothing against Shotgun Tom.
No.
Shotgun Tom is more of a tactician. Rick Dees is more of... Maybe some folks remember Rick Dees when he was really flying high back in the 70s. He had a number one hit on the Billboard charts called Disco Duck.
Disco Duck, that was it. Yeah, Disco Duck. Disco.
Well, see, that's always cool when a DJ in those days was able to have a hit record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the big bopper who died with Buddy Holly and Richie Valens in that tragic Day the Music Died plane crash. Yeah. He had Chantilly Lace, you know, hello, baby. And he wrote Running Bear. Did you ever hear the song Running Bear?
Oh, of course. Running Bear. I'm trying to, that, was, that wasn't him.
Little White
was,
Cloud. They still little Indian, White, yeah. A young
could
man,
you think
a young
you could
woman.
Get away with that song today?
Nope.
Nope. Not hardly. Do you remember
Not
Ken
even for
Nordin?
A second.
Remember Ken Nordin?
I know the name. I don't know from where.
He was a talk. Oh, well, he was kind of a jock. He was in the, I think, Toronto and Montreal both. But he did a couple of, during the, let's see, late 60s, early 70s, he did a couple of things that became number one records, but he was just, he was talking to him. He told stories. And I'm trying to remember, one of them was about the Vietnam War. I can't really remember the essence of it. Maybe Phil can find something.
Well, there was a song called The Americans. Mm. And which was, you know, about the great American.
Yeah, maybe Nordin. Yeah, that may have been one of his.
I don't know if it was him or not.
So the reason that we started this conversation, folks, if you didn't hear the beginning
there was
a
no
few
reason.
Minutes ago. Yeah, there was. We were talking about Joe Rogan and podcasters where today's quote-unquote entertainment or interest comes from people listening. I mean, the woman is manager of my farm. I would never in 100 years think she would listen to podcasts. So I'm in her truck the other day, and she's listening to a podcast. I said, what are you listening to? Oh, she said, this is a podcast that I listen to every week about how to take care of goats. And, you know, I mean, that's how down in the weeds these podcasts go, taking care of goats.
Well, that's kind of good.
It
That's
is.
What it should
great.
Be about. Let's talk more about that after the break.
You want to?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good point to be made.
I thought there was. Well, I try to make good points as much as possible. You have such an influence on me with good points. All right. Michael Harrison, Doug Steff, another half hour of this fun and frivolity. It's 28 after the hour now.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Maureen's a big shopping epic daily deals at Amazon. So now she's free to become Maureen the Merrier. And with her brand new tableware, everyone's welcome at Maureen's table. All of her family, friends, even her neighbor with the pet. Hey, has anyone seen a ferret around here? Found it. Dig into Amazon's epic daily deals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Thursday, a spokesperson for President Clinton said the 75-year-old has been hospitalized at the University of California Irvine Medical Center in Orange since Tuesday. He was feeling weak and was admitted for a non-COVID-related infection. He's been getting antibiotics through a drip, and reports say that he is feeling better. A new report is exposing President Biden's Attorney General Merrick Garland may have a conflict of interest over critical race theory. Garland is the man who wants to label parents as domestic terrorists for being boisterous at school board hearings around the nation. A Freedom of Information Act request by America First Legal has revealed Garland's daughter is married to Zan Tanner, who sells critical race theory and gender ideology programs to schools for profit. The Buccaneers beat the Eagles in last night's Thursday night football game in Philadelphia, 28-22. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Facebook has too much monopolistic power, and it's time to break up the social media giant for the sake of democracy. So says Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts on ABC's The View.
It's about political power.
Yeah.
We need to break up Facebook because they exercise so much influence in Washington. We got to break them up. It was different sets of industries, but we got to break them up.
Former Massachusetts Democrat Congressman Barney Frank told Newsmax on Thursday, there are a few other issues that meet with such agreement from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle.
I think she has a very good point about the economic issue. I'm less concerned that they have too much political power. I have to say, if you're Facebook, after the recent hearing where there was a bipartisan drumbeat of criticism, I don't think they feel very politically powerful. But they clearly have monopoly power in the economic area, and I do think competition is a good thing. So I think there is a good case for using antitrust to say that this has been the view for 120 years, going back to Theodore Roosevelt before, that given the importance of competition, when an economic entity gets so big that consumers and others don't have a choice, competition isn't really possible, that's unhealthy.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here at the end of the second full week of October, and we're going through the lists and the conversation about News Talk Radio, its personalities, etc., etc. You know what I wanted to take from you? You're very good when it comes to sports and the analysis of some of the things going on. So what do you make of the John? You refer to it on the list, the story list, as the John Gruden flap. So yeah. What do you make of that?
We like the word flap. Flap means when people are like all out of joint about something, or it's a controversy, right, or somebody did something politically incorrect. John Gruden is a coach, and he's often described as Chucky, the monstrous little toy. That
what, that horrible TV and movie?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's a scowler, and he's kind of a rogue, kind of a bad boy in sports. He has a marginally successful history as a coach. He won a Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's had some good times with the Oakland Raiders, now the Las Vegas Raiders. And he spent a number of years as a color caller on Monday Night Football. So he's a big name.
Ah, that's where I remember his name from, yeah.
You know, a blonde guy and a tough guy. And, Well, to make a long story short, they found out that he had been very nasty about African Americans and women, and you know, he just pressed every politically incorrect button you could in a series of emails that have made their way to the public through a leak, and he had to walk away from his 10-year, $100 million contract job as the coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, and. And that's the story. And it takes in race relations because he made some really nasty comments about African Americans. It takes in political correctness and the cancel culture. And the fact of the matter is, should he have been forced to resign? He wasn't fired, but he was forced to resign. And the truth is he really had to resign it for nothing else than, you know, how are you going to lead a team and have people believe in you when a significant number of them are African American, and the rest of them are people that get along with African Americans. I mean, professional sports, you've got to have good race relations, or you cannot have a team.
Oh my
God.
You
can't be in that business. And so, you know, he became invalid in terms of that. But it's just a good story. When I say a good story, it's not a good story from a standpoint of happy it happened. It's a good story from a standpoint it has a lot of meat to it. It's not just a sports personality story.
If you look at some of the other sports things floating around this week that don't have to do with the Dodgers winning or whatever, however the baseball series pinching ourselves thinking that we're back at the end of the baseball season, back to what we were saying a half hour ago, how quickly the time flies. It seems like nanoseconds ago when the conversation about how cold it was at the end of March and beginning of April and the baseball season began, is it too early? You know, that kind of stuff. But there's also been a lot of discussion this week about the NFL the confusion over their concession protocol, which now apparently has become very much a part of the players' contract discussions and what the owners consider to be in the players' best interest. I never thought most of the owners gave a damn about the players except what they could do for them on the field. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But what do you think? How do you
I'm not sure. I'm not sure I understand what you mean by concession protocol. This might be something I'm not familiar with.
No, I'm sorry. I should have said, did I say concession? I meant concussion. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Maybe they're giving them a piece of the action with the sale of hot dogs and beer.
Well, they are kind of giving them a piece of the action with these contracts.
Oh, the concussion protocol.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're forced to by... I mean, there was even a major movie about that.
Yes.
The concussion issue in football not only affects the NFL, it affects high school and college football.
Yep.
It's dangerous to go out there with a human head.
Very dangerous.
And
I say on the air all the time, if you let your child play football, you're a bad parent. Boy, does that get people stirred up.
Powerful.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah. But, I mean, I, as somebody who has admired the work of Tom Brady for years and years, every time he goes out on the field, I say to myself privately, and now I'm going to say it publicly, why are you subjecting yourself to this incredible danger? Haven't you had enough?
He's never been hit, though, has he? I mean, I didn't even know.
He lost a whole season many, many years ago with a broken knee.
Oh.
In the first game, the rest of the season he was out. And that was traumatic for Patriots Nation. But no, it's just very dangerous.
We have an
As Boomer Esiason once said, there are no bad teams when you're out there playing. Even the worst team could kill you.
Yeah.
You know, these are powerful men tackling you.
The sports talk radio world was full of speculation as to what Brady and Belichick talked about after the game was over. They went into the locker room and had a frank discussion. So what did they talk about?
Well, the truth of the matter with Brady and Belichick and Kraft is that Brady felt unappreciated. That's what it came down to.
Yeah.
That's the best I could tell. Felt unappreciated. The Patriots are a well-oiled, very, very hard-nosed machine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no fun working for the Patriots. They're designed...
only fun to cash the check. No fun... going out there, but when you cash that check, man.
Yeah. But the Patriots are known to be a no-nonsense, almost militaristic type of an organization. Mm-hmm. That it's all about the team, even if you're Tom Brady. And Brady reached the point where he felt he was unappreciated. And you know, as a person who has talent, and you know, as a person who's surrounded by egos and performing arts, that people need more than money. They need mm-hmm. a pat on the back. They need any job. Whether you, even if you're on an assembly line, you need to feel that the bosses, the owners, the company you work for, not only pays you, but appreciates you. Yeah. And we saw it on full display with Tom Brady.
More and more these days, with the trends in work conditions and stuff, that's more important than money with a lot of people. Can we go to Shatner going to space?
Yes.
And that whole bit, the two, number eight is Shatner, and then the McCartney thing about the Stones, which I think is a separate, very interesting thing going on with the Stones on their own, and then the McCartney thing. But Bill Shatner going into space and the emotion in his voice. Oh, my God. Think about it.
Everybody who cares about Star Trek or cares about Shatner should go to YouTube, go and check out Bill Shatner and his emotional expression.
We'll go one better than that. Phil, play the audio of Shatner, will you please?
Beautiful.
What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine.
I'm in
so
tears listening to him.
Filled with emotion about what just happened. I just, it's extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this. I hope that I can maintain what I feel now. I don't want to lose it. It's so so much larger than me and life. It hasn't got anything to do with the little green planet, the blue orb, and it has to do with the enormity and the quickness and the suddenness of life and death and the almighty.
Yeah. Spock, do you know what it means to be human? Spock. Humans.
Yeah. Is he acting or is this really Shatner? Because he's.
I think it's all really Shatner. I think Shatner's a complex man. I love him.
I do too.
I don't know him, but I
met him a couple of times in Jennifer Horne's backyard with her father and Shatner are great friends.
Wow.
And he's a very, very. When he talks, you listen. That's kind of that's the sort of guy that he is. And I got into a discussion with him and Fred Dreyer in the backyard sitting next to Jennifer's father's pool. And we got off onto a couple of different things, but it's just, he has a thought about everything. And he had that voice of his. He's like an orator. You know, he's like, he should be on stage in a Broadway play as a thespian, playing maybe himself, I don't know, but fabulous.
Well, they say he's an over-the-top ham. But,
well, that's
part of. I thought his role as Denny Crane in the Boston Legal series was his best
role. Awful good. Both he and
James Spader
were unbelievably fabulous. Yeah, Spader, I think, still is in the Blacklist. That's a great show.
Yeah, James Spader is one of the great actors of our time.
He is. Yep, I agree with that.
But Bill Shatner is one of the great personalities.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay.
But
speaking of personalities, McCartney has been dumping on the Stones a little bit, and I sort of couple that with the thing this week because Mick wants to do Brown Sugar, but they've yanked it out of their shows because it's too politically charged. If you
Brown
listen
sugar.
To the yeah. Right.
Yeah, it speaks about a black woman in ways that would be considered sexist, racist, and politically incorrect. Other than that, it's a pretty cool song.
It's great.
We should play that and Running Bear nonstop
together, right?
As a demonstration against political correctness and lock ourselves in the studio.
Coming up, we focus on Michael's interview this week at Targus.com and MHInterview.com. 44 after the hour. Great discounts on all MyPillow products. As you're listening across the weekend to this program, how are things? Remember the old commercial, how you fix for blades?
Yeah.
It was a Gillette commercial. Now, my question is how you fix for pillows, how you fix for mattresses, how you fix for towels, how you fix for slippers, how you fix for dog beds, and you can go on and on and on. And now the special deal at MyPillow.com, if you use the DJB code, gets you up to 65% off. Money back guarantee, 10-year warranty, wash and dry all the products. Fabulous. Your favorite MyPillow product is in the catalog, which you can find online at MyPillow.com. And keep in mind when you order, these are all American-made products. They're not assembled in America like you hear for the car dealers. These are made in America by American workers. So when you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Look and see what you need there. Get the sheets, whatever. Use the DJV code and save a lot of money at MyPillow.com.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. There's probably no one better than you at explaining the importance and satisfaction of owning silver and gold coins, especially right now during these really uncertain and strange economic times.
Well, I appreciate the compliments. It is uncertain, and when you have uncertainty, typically precious metals rise, along with excessive government spending. And as you know, right now, we're trying to, at least one party, excessively spend money.
When you have something in your hands, it's something that you can always use, right? It's something you can always utilize. If it's just some, you know, money in a bank or you're investing in something else, like in stocks or something else, you never know when that's going to go down. You never know the dips. But if you have it in your hands, it's something you can always use.
Gold's up 530% since 2000, while the Dow and S&P are up 200%. And when you put it in your hands, it's like putting a puppy in your hands, and you can appreciate that. We say money is history in your hands, and since before Christ, gold is withheld value over time.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD, 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Many veterans have extreme PTSD all their lives.
I know people that had PTSD from having COVID, but are better now. I can't imagine anyone having it their entire lives.
Imagine sheltering in place forever. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, helps these isolated or sick veterans at no charge to them.
How can I help?
Learn more at HealVets.org.
HealVets.org?
Yes. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Versana's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
All right, Michael, what's on the podcast?
No podcast this week, so we still have the last week's up. I took the week off, but I do want to mention real quickly, we had promised everybody a comment about podcasts, and you had said the woman did the thing about goats. The best podcasts are the ones that are well-produced and have a lot of information about a specific topic to a specific target. That's what I wanted to tell everybody.
The success of the goat podcast.
Right, exactly.
Anything else. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here. Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Perfect. 53 past the hour on the DJV program. The theme from I Love Lucy. Lucy, I'm home. Yeah, the business, I said this earlier, Chuck. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, video man. When I listen to this, especially the end of the theme, it gives me goosebumps. Because I remember as a child watching this, and you can still see it. Today, there are probably 6 of these old networks that still play I Love Lucy. All right, big finish here.
There's a lot of streaming, obscure streaming networks that show a lot of the old TV shows.
And he actually, this is Desi, he did have an orchestra in real life, and that's his orchestra that does the theme for I Love Lucy. So
And we play that because this day in TV history, 1951, CBS aired the first premiere episode of I Love Lucy, became very popular.
How many people, do you know the answer to this? Because I know the answer. How many people watched, the average number of people watching that show every week was?
90 million.
Well, not quite. 39 million, but still. All right. For given the population at the time, well, there are only 3 networks, so I suppose.
Yes.
You know,
here's what's interesting, which we know all know the story that Lucy and Desi couldn't be shown in the same bed unless their foot was on the floor. I mean, think about how far we have come. Where, you know, on Netflix, they just announced the number one streaming show in 90 territories is this Squid Game. show, it's Korean produced. It's dubbed in English. It's about a dystopian society where very poor Koreans are entered into this game show because they need money to eat, and they're basically forced to play trivial games, and if they lose these games, they're executed. It's wow. pretty violent, but people seem to dig watching this stuff.
Let's talk about psychology. People watch that stuff. I can't you watch that stuff. Jamie Lee Curtis has got a knife and she's chasing after this guy with a mask on, and you know, how many times can she stab him or whatever it is? And that ad is playing everywhere this week.
I'll give you an example. I have a buddy in Indiana who I do a podcast with, right?
Yeah.
We both like horror. He went to see Halloween Kills last night. This is what he texts me. Sadistic, disgusting, unflinching evil for 2 hours. I don't know what they were thinking. And then I had another friend text me and said, I saw Halloween Kills. I loved it.
I guess
it's all in the mind of the beholder, what your tolerance is, why you accept certain things. I think horror is a good outlet in terms of I think it could be fun. I don't like when it gets utterly sadistic, because I think that sort of like crosses a line what I like or what I don't like. But why they went this route to make this movie so violent when they had such a big hit in the last Halloween film, and they had a mainstream audience, because you alienate, the more you go this route, the more you alienate your mainstream audience. But it is opening theatrically and also being streamed on the Peacock network. They made that decision, Universal, to do that. But it is expected to have a $50 million plus opening weekend, which is
Is it aimed at getting more attention? Because Peacock is coming of age, but they're not
in
the
Peacock's
same.
Peacock's a pretty good streamer. I mean, it's backed by, you know, big Universal
NBC
money. So they did that to gain attention. There's no doubt. It's a strategic move. Even if they lose a couple bucks theatrically, they can absorb it. And it's a good business move for them. One other thing, the new James Bond movie, No Time to Die, in the UK, in its home territory, it keeps getting better and better. Now up to $80 million in box office just in the UK alone. That's one of the biggest hits they've ever had. Yeah, it's a good number.
Yeah. And Daniel Craig is still all over the place promoting it and being asked on some podcasts, you know, what are your thoughts about the next James Bond? And he talks a lot about having better parts for black actors, and he doesn't commit as to who he thinks ought to be the next one, but, you know, it's clear.
His personality certainly feels like a throwback to a different generation. He feels like something from a different generation to me.
He feels like somebody who is so committed to his work that's the paramount thing. He's married to Rachel Weisz, I think. Don't they have a couple of children?
Yes.
From them? Yeah.
I do believe so.
I think he reminds me of the story of Damian Lewis, who was the star of Billions and just dropped it out because he didn't want to fly back and forth from London to New York every week. He's got two young kids and his wife died last spring.
Right.
So, you know, but he kind of came across the same way in philosophizing about the show and who was on it. Pretty interesting stuff. All right, you're great, Chucker. Glad to have you here. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen at 59 past.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.